This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look at Drudge Report today and the theme that's emerging. Automation. Amazon plans store which employs only two humans. Inside robot-run supermarket. You see that? And it goes on and on and on. They're building a world where we're obsolete, and the elites are saying that's the case, and then herding us into these compact cities, and then our only new job will be social engineering and complying with social directives. And that only establishes, again, the kind of ghost dance cult for the full collapse of the species. This is a social engineering, scientific, cultural takedown program beyond any alien invasion science fiction movie you've ever read or seen. But it's not aliens doing it. It's guilds of psychopaths that have decided we're overpopulated, that humans don't deserve to go into the future, that we don't matter, and so we need to be killed. And we're led by scum who should go first, like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, look at Chelsea Clinton. So being part of stealing billions of dollars from Haitians, all of her parents' crimes, then she puts out a book. Guaranteed this lazy fop didn't write it. Governing Global Health, Who Runs the World and Why? And they say, oh, global government's really health crises, and the global groups that will respond to health crises. Yes, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, openly through the vaccines, giving people all sorts of different diseases. They've been caught doing it. It's been in the major news. But it's so nightmarish and so big, it's like they're too big to fail. And our fall is their rise. They need us to fall for them to rise. Now, we have Milo Yiannopoulos, the dangerous faggot, as he calls himself, joining us here for like 10 minutes in the next segment. His book is even out till March 15th. And it's already number one on Amazon. We'll guarantee go to number one on the New York Times. And this is all because they continue to try to censor him when he simply asks, why is the left so anti-free speech? Because the left is the operating system of the globalists. It isn't left or right. It's the operating system. The Republicans and the Tories in England are just the loyal opposition. And they want to end free speech and bring in an authoritarian system. That's their admission. So it's not like they're misguided beating people up and attacking people who try to attend a speech, including members of the press that go, hey, I'm liberal. Ah, shut up, white male. Boom. Punch them in the nose. It's that's what they're normalizing. That they're wonderful heroes when they beat up a woman, when 25 guys do. But when you just have speech and say we have a right to not be under Obamacare, well, you're a racist who hates our first black president. I haven't even gotten to all this yet today, but after he leaves us, Super Bowl viewers see correlation between outcome and election. I love it. They created all these sports that are really for children to get men to be in arrested development, never make anything of themselves in life. It's also an alternate career that doesn't threaten the elite. Oh, no, we don't want some of the most dominant, aggressive men in politics or life or even the military. We want you to go to college so you can hope to be in one of these myriad sports teams, even though it's like one out of 10,000 you'll ever make a living at it, so that by the time you figure out you've had your life destroyed, all you can do is be a coach at age 30. And by the way, the modern guy in France that created the new Olympics wrote books admitting all this as a way to control the public. And Hitler picked up on it as well and did the first big Olympics in 1936. This is not my opinion. A lot of folks who are addicted to video games or sports go, oh, shut up, Alex. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm just telling you, it's meant to take your life up. Okay? And I get the rich and powerful use it to, you know, hijack fame and control. And I kind of like the Patriots winning because, you know, they're called the Patriots and Trump's called them every year, right? And it's just part of the winning streak. And we better bet on Trump's winning streak because they're openly trying to plunge the global economy right now. I'm going to get more into that as well coming up. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I actually like that. It's like I'm an elf or a chipmunk now. It speeds up. I love computers. They do the craziest things. Sometimes, like, we'll have a clip we're playing and it jumps or something. People think we've edited it. No, ladies and gentlemen, no tricks here. I'm too lazy to do that. Milo Yiannopoulos is our guest just for about 10 minutes. He's going to be back on Wednesday via video Skype, Breitbart.com/Milo. He's their tech editor. Nobody needs to be introduced to Milo. He's one of the biggest media icons out there now, not just because they protested and tried to block his free speech, but he's also an articulate guy. And his book, Dangerous, is already number one on Amazon a month before it even comes out. Amazing. So the countdown for that is happening. We'll talk more about the book on Wednesday. And Milo and I are also planning something on the street in the next few weeks that's exciting. We won't tell you about that until right before, because of obviously the enemies that are out there. But Milo, congratulations. Really pointing out how the First Amendment is really under attack.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. How are you, darling? Yeah, I love your introduction music, by the way. It's all very dramatic. It feels like we're in an episode of 300 or something. It's wonderful. No, I've been having so much fun on the college tour right up until, I guess, you know, the West Coast. And then UC Davis, UW Seattle, UC Berkeley, things went dark. And we had the paid black-clothed anarchists, you know, these well-organized, well-funded anarchists. Coming in and causing mayhem. And the progressive left refuses to disavow it, refuses to say this is terrible and that people should be allowed to express their views no matter what their views are. It's absolutely terrible for the left to bring themselves to, you know, to hold to basic principles. You know, Voltaire, I hate what you say, but I'll defend your right to say it, whatever. This shows the left that they're most sinister and authoritarian, and that's why my book, as you say, and thanks for bringing it up, is shot to number one, at the top of the Amazon bestseller list. And interestingly, the three books at the top of the Amazon bestseller list this morning are The Handmaid's Tale, 1984, and Me. And I think it gives you some indication of how America is feeling about the ruling elite.
Absolutely. And now Le Pen is way ahead in the polls. The Brexit's happened. We've got Italy saying no to EU expansion. This is amazing. I mean, I think we've reached a major tipping point, and no matter what George Soros or Nancy Pelosi do, Milo, I don't see them reversing it.
No, neither do I. I mean, this becomes a point, you know, beyond which messaging to people through the media and all the other various bits of the rigged system that were pointed in Hillary's favor in the last election just don't work against the colossal, you know, volume of people who are just sick of being lied to and lied about, sick of having, you know, their lives ruled over, sick of being ruled over by people who think that they know how we should speak and what we should read and what we should know, how we should express ourselves, you know. People are tired of this now. They're tired of policies that benefit global elites and don't benefit regular people, and they're voting accordingly. And, you know, all of the rigging and vote whatever and fake news and all the rest of it, it can't really fight this global nationalist populist uprising. It's very exciting to watch for those of us, you know, like you and I, who share so many sympathies with people who are voting out of frustration with the elite.
Certainly. And then even when Trump comes out and says, I like the Patriots, been friends with the quarterback and the coach and the owner for years, they make it then about white supremacism, even though it's black players that, you know, I mean, won the game. I mean, along with the, it's just crazy. It just shows how they project their race obsession on everything.
That's exactly what happened. These people are obsessed with interpreting the world through the prism of skin color, sexuality, and, you know, the rest of us. And I mean the rest of us, because the social justice contingent, Hollywood, media, you know, the entertainment industry, the academia, and a couple of bozos on Twitter have been exposed as the minority. And for a long time, you know, we were thinking, God, is it just us? You know, the people sort of sitting at home alone and in their bedrooms reading the internet thinking, my God, am I insane? But no, you're not insane. Most people actually think more like you than they think like them. And all of America is just sitting back and laughing at the progressive left trying to turn this into a race thing. It's pathetic.
Exactly. I want to play just a short compilation of women being attacked at your event last week at Berkeley in San Francisco and other events, and then CNN reporters laughing, saying, oh, poor white people. And then, of course, we have the woman running for the DNC chair saying, I'm white, but my job is to make sure whites don't get privilege and that you get privilege.
Oh,
this is like the KKK.
Oh,
let's play this clip. Here it is, Milo.
Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please, oh, my, stop.
So this is only getting worse and worse. You were there. You had to be taken out. You had a bulletproof vest on. They're saying kill you. And then CNN played a clip of them throwing firebombs at you. And then they said, Milo's a flamethrower, while they said that, implying it was you doing it.
Of course. And, you know, the other thing that CNN did, Don Lemon had on Robert Reich, who was in the Clinton administration, who alleged, on the basis of no evidence, the most appalling and outrageous thing I think I've ever heard. And this is a moment when a lot of my fans, I mean, you know, I, I'm I haven't been on the scene for as long as you, Alex, but I'm starting to, you know, to amass a decent amount of support in America. And I now have a reasonable number of people who like me, who follow what I do. And it was just this moment of slack-jawed horror when people finally realized that everything that we've been saying about the media is true. When on CNN, Robert Reich, who used to be in the Clinton administration, who's now a professor at UC Berkeley, said, I wouldn't be surprised if Milo hired those guys himself, alleging that Breitbart had paid for 150 armed, organized anarchist protesters to beat up our own audience.
And then he went further.
That's what he suggested. And Don Lemon didn't call him out on it. Don Lemon asked him to expand on it. And then the guy, Robert Reich, writes it again, saying, I wouldn't bet against it in Newsweek. This is CNN and Newsweek pushing, like, you know, insane, literally insane conspiracy theories. It's amazing.
It is. And he went on to say, basically, that it was right-wingers that rioted. When I was there in D.C. for the inauguration, I mean, I couldn't even get to the deplorable because it was so out of control, them trying to beat and attack and throw feces at people. And then, meanwhile, I know you were attacked as well and had trouble even being there. Then, meanwhile, it took me hours to get into the entrances to the inauguration because they were attacking men, women, and children while they screamed, no violence, no violence. Why are you violent? So is there a method to their madness? We know they're being directed by the big foundations, by Soros, Milo.
Well, you know, we're trying to find out as much as we can for sure about this. One thing that is certain is that these people, it's the same people. They keep popping up. They're very well-funded and well-organized. And they appear anytime someone like you or me or Trump, you know, is trying to give a public speech or an event. Now, the thing to say, the thing I actually find more worrying is that the police, particularly on campuses, are adopting a position now of not engaging them. Their position is it's better for a few people to get beaten up, and who knows, sooner or later somebody might get killed, and it's better for a few windows and a few ATMs to get smashed than for them to go in and for there to be, you know, police on protester violence. But we should be calling this stuff what it is. It's domestic terrorism. It is a textbook dictionary definition of domestic terrorism, and we should be honest about what this stuff is, and we should be policing it properly. And, you know, as I said on Judge Jeanine on Fox the other day, Donald Trump needs to immediately withdraw federal funding from colleges like UC Berkeley that refuse to defend.
Absolutely. If a university
to protect.
If a university wouldn't let gay activists have an event, or black activists, or Jewish activists, or whoever have an event, or anybody, you know, a ornithologist convention, if you're not letting free speech happen and students have their own events, then that place should have its funding pulled, just like some of the southern universities had theirs pulled. And in closing, in the last 3 or 4 minutes we have left, you, Milo, will expand on Wednesday. We're coming back for a full hour. This is just crazy because the police are being ordered to stand down, just like we learned in other cities. The Obama Justice Administration was ordering stand downs. They ordered it in D.C. for the inauguration so they could attack people. This is really their bullying tactic. And then they call you and I and Trump bullies. I'd like you to respond to that. And then the courage you have, how you decided to have the courage over and over again when you're getting death threats. You say you're going back to Berkeley. Tell us about that.
Of course I am, because these people don't scare me and they shouldn't be allowed. They they're just 100 idiots. Whether they have bottled knives, Molotov cocktails, or whatever, it shouldn't be any match with the First Amendment, so screw them. So, yes, I'm going back to Berkeley for sure sometime in the next, I hope, 2 months. We're going to do a big march. I'm going to invite all my friends down. We're going to, you know, I want the message to be, if you get an event canceled by a conservative or a libertarian or a free-thinking speaker, not only will we come back, but we'll bring our friends. And we'll do a speech
exactly
for the following year.
Exactly.
And we not only will bring our friends, we'll bring our security, we'll bring our audiences, and we will have free speech, free thinker, events on your campus every month for a year. And we will convert so many more students over to Donald Trump and to libertarianism and to republicanism and to whatever bit of the ecosystem they hate. We will convert so many more people as a result of your attempt to shut down our speech. You will wish you had never left the house that day. That's absolutely what we're going to be doing.
Well, I'm saying now, I'm going to join you for the First Amendment when you go back, and I want to tell my listeners, who are millions across the country and millions of California, to be there peacefully, and I suspect these cowards aren't going to show up. They want to show up at your events with no announcement and attack a bunch of people and try to get away with it, but I think the sleeping giant's awakening. Last question, why do you think they're so politically blind, to the fact that what they're doing is turning the world against them. And why do you think the elites continue to fund an attempt at civil war, cop killing, you name it?
Well, I think it's arrogance. I think it's complacency. For 30 years, the left has run academia, it's run the entertainment industry, and it's run the media, unopposed and unchallenged. And it's been able to lay down the law about what you can say, what you can read, how you can dress. You know, political correctness, language codes, speech policing have become embedded in the last decade because the left basically hasn't had a credible or effective opposition in the form of, you know, a strong Republican candidate or cultural figures like I think you and I are, actually, that can actually present a robust challenge to them, with the effect that they've been able to do things like distorting language, you know, calling for book burnings while calling the other side fascist. I mean, this stuff is preposterous and hypocritical.
And by the way, in closing, because I'm going to come back Wednesday, that's it. That's happened to you. Banned off Twitter, banned off all these other platforms for just saying Ghostbusters is a big joke, and it was a big failure.
Jokes, you know, for making them fat jokes. The standard now in America is you make a fat joke about the wrong person and you lose your platform. Well, America has responded to that, and America has replied to the progressive left, replied to Silicon Valley, replied to the media, and voted with their wallets and put my book at number one. It's called Dangerous, and you can go find it on Amazon.
That's right. Yiannopoulos.net. Dangerous is the book. Well, let's talk about this on Wednesday, but talk about your
Absolutely.
Vision to defeat them into the future and where you think these culture wars are going. Milo, thank you so much for your defense of the First Amendment.
Can't wait, buddy. Talk to you soon. Take care.
You bet. Well, I mean, I met him up in Cleveland, and he was kind of nervous when he first came on the show for like an hour. And then we went over and with the crew and had some drinks with him over at the Ritz-Carlton. And you know, then got to know him, and then he kind of warmed up. And then I learned the guy really is a patriot. I mean, I never criticized him. I just have totally supported the First Amendment. And I think the way the media works is they always make stuff up to create infighting. And I guess it sent some stuff to Milo or whatever about me that wasn't true. But it's good to know him now and good to see him exploding. I mean, I think it's very, very exciting. See, I don't see this as competition that, oh, Milo's this giant meteoric rise and is reaching all these young people. I love it. I don't look at Paul Watson that works for me for 16 years becoming, in some respects, as big as I am. I hope he gets five times bigger. In fact, I've even told Paul, if you ever figure out a platform or a system more effective than this one, I'm going to give you my full support, even if you leave InfoWars. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not leaving InfoWars. You know, I love you, Alex. You're doing a great job. Just give me the autonomy to do what I want to do my way. And I'm like, absolutely. But that's what real leadership is building new systems, founding new cities, launching new ships, launching new personalities, launching new movements. That's what I care about. I sincerely want to turn the tide so bad against globalism that I have to get people to restrain themselves, not to turn into authoritarians to rout out the globalists. Those that have committed crimes must be prosecuted, but I don't want to become them when we're, you know, basically cleaning them up. I want to do it very judiciously, by the book, by common law, by the Constitution. But I'm not going to take pleasure in it. And some obviously will have to be executed. I mean, pedophiles and people and, you know, devil worshipers, I mean, you're going to have to die. You know, if you've been killing kids and we find you with a bunch of dead bodies, you know, you're going to get a jury trial. And you're going to, it's not, going to be on death row for 20 years, bro. You're going to be dead in about a year. So just get ready. We're going to kill you. So just be prepared. And I don't say that to act tough. It's just I need to be honest with people what we're dealing with here. You kill kids, we're coming for you. And I know you've been doing it. And God hears their screams. And you know what? God is ascending vengeance, so just get ready. And by the way, I'm not the one that's going to deliver the vengeance. I'm just ringing the drum. Bong, bong. I'm the war drum. I'm just ceremonially up here banging the drum, and you see the armies and the fires at night as the camps build and as people shift gears into reality and as the army forms. But yes, those of you that have done horrible things, war crimes, you name it, those of you that organize giant frauds to defraud the public and steal trillions and, you know, establish planetary regimes at the expense of humanity, those of you that have spliced humans with animals and engaged in incredible abominations, you must be made examples of so that others fear ever doing what you've done. I'll put it this way. If you don't fear God, we're going to make you fear man. That's how God works. And, of course, then they will fear God. I'm going to try to really focus and come back and just briefly recap as strong as I can and get some other news I haven't hit concerning the fact they're trying to blow our political engine right now, and that means blow our financial engine. If anybody ever had a question about Trump because he appointed some high-powered bankers to the administration, look at what he's done. It's anti-Goldman Sachs, anti-New World Order. You judge a tree by its fruits. It's like you go into some old, you know, dive place that says they've got the best chili or whatever, and you eat it and it tastes like mother's milk. You know why there's a line out the door. You see some big fancy place that nobody's going in, you just don't go in there because nobody's in there eating the food. You judge a tree by its fruits. You see a bunch of monkeys in a big fruit tree eating the fruit. You see another tree, and you don't know what kind of fruit it is. Let's say you crash your airplane in, you know, Burma. And they'll tell you in any survival book, if you don't know the flora, you know, in your area, the flora and fauna, you watch what the animals are doing. You see a big old tree, looks like it's got big juicy fruit in it, but the monkeys aren't eating it. But you see monkeys in a bush eating some other little fruit. Well, what does that mean? It means you can eat that fruit. Well, man, Trump's got the most delicious, juicy fruit I've ever seen. It's so good, it kind of makes me think, whoa, this is almost too good to be true. But then I see the enemy saying, kill him and getting away with it, calling for civil war, trying to block his tax cuts, trying to raise interest rates, and Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, CNBC, every financial outfit saying, crash, crash, market crash, crash the dollar, crash the dollar, with George Soros hopping up and down like a demon with a pitchfork up on the roof leading the whole conductor, the whole symphony. And it's like, man, folks, if you don't stand up for Trump, you're an idiot. It's ridiculous. And he's got luck on his side. He's got providence. I think the Patriots probably won because he said they would. I'm serious. That's how providence works. When George Washington got so bad at the end, when they were fighting 5-1, then 10-1, and more British landed 15-1, the British started going, what the hell's this guy got? Superpowers? Because everything they did turned against him. Not for the first half of the war, though. But they had to keep going, keep going, keep going with George Washington's will set against them. They could feel his will. But he was only a focal point of God blasting through him. And we have to do that. I'm telling you, God is blasting through Donald Trump. Blasting. I'm spiritually discerning. I'm tuned in, folks. And he's blasting now. I mean, I can hardly even just like, whoa. It's like, man, whoa, that's bright. That's power. Right? Whoa. And the enemy sees it, too. They're like, yeah. Excuse me. Now, let me just stop right there. I need to fund this operation. You know, we have Milo on. I want to get a bunch of his book and sell it. We need to fund our operation and spread cultural, you know, awakening. And whether Milo's your cup of tea or not, it doesn't matter. He's reaching all the trendies and liberals and breaking their conditioning, and that's why they hate him so much. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. The point is that we have to end the special today, and it will end today. When I tell you I have contracts on these specials and people want me to stop these, because their other distributors are really upset. We got phone calls yesterday saying, you better not run that a few extra days like you always do. You have to end the 25% off. They're already lowest price because I'd need a special agreement to even do this. Because, again, the other distributors don't like it. Well, I'm sorry. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze, the best system out there for the price, for $149. We have the water filtration system for $147. The leading competitor for something not even as good is $250. You cannot beat these deals. They end tonight at midnight, Central Time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, Nutraceuticals. We've got some specials there. They're going to have to end. Supermelt is about to sell out. We have 20% off on Roger Stone's book. We have $24.95, big hardcover with all these color photos. That's a great deal. It's a piece of history signed by Roger Stone. I say I'm going to sign 15,000 of them, but I don't know if I can do that. It's just as long as my hand can handle it. I'm not going to sign like 1,000 a day. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, making a president, 20% off. We have 10% off our amazing vitamin B12 Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, 10% off on that. InfoWarsLife.com is the subpage for the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And, man, we're in a war. I want to win. That's what I care about. I hate seeing them create global zoning to rip off and hurt poor people. I hate seeing them put cancer viruses in vaccines. I just hate seeing them getting away with all this stuff. I want to beat them. I want to win. The globalists don't like seeing you succeed. They have a twisted competitiveness about them that's a cancer. So thank you all for your support. God bless you. And thanks for the fellow that bought us a couple bowls of chili at the Texas Chili Parlor yesterday. Thank you too, buddy. You'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We're back. I want to open the phones up specifically on what you think about the move by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan to announce that the stock market should go down and to tell their shareholders and to tell people that own different stocks and bonds that they control that they should start dumping them and the dollar. When Trump's saying, believe in America, invest, get involved, I mean, that's how we're going to keep this collapse from taking place. And now you see these open enemies moving against Trump. This should silence everyone that keeps saying he's run by Goldman Sachs when everything he does is the opposite of policies Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan support. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Before I go any further, I want to play the most viewed video in the history of Numbers USA that breaks down the scientific facts of what massive, unbridled third world immigration does to a wealthy country. But after we come back, I'm going to continue getting into the attempts to just say even our president has no right to control who comes into this country. Anybody can come here and just basically stay here as long as they are a political tool. Here's the report, World Poverty and Gumballs, Numbers USA.
All told, the World Bank says there are 3 billion people in the world, 3 billion people who are desperately poor, making less than $2 a day. That's 3,000 gumballs. And every year, we take a million and suggest that we've somehow made a humanitarian difference. Of course, we don't pull our immigrants from these desperately poor populations, do we? These people are too poor, too sick, too disconnected to make it here as immigrants. We tend to pull our immigrants out of the better off poor of the world. And Mexico tends to define the type of immigrant that we bring here because the plurality of people come from Mexico. And Mexico is poor. How many people in the world live in countries that have average incomes lower than that of Mexico? And the World Bank tells us that that number is these 3 billion plus another 2.6 billion people. 5.6 billion people in the world who live in countries with average incomes below that of Mexico. That's 5,600 gumballs. And so what is it that the elites are telling us? They're telling us that when we take this 1 million immigrants, that we somehow or another are tackling world poverty. And we have to do it regardless of the effect on our unemployed, the working poor, the most vulnerable members of our society, regardless of the effect on our natural resources. Even if we went by the most radical proposals in Washington, which are to actually double our immigration to 2 million a year, which would totally overwhelm our physical, natural, and social infrastructures, we couldn't make a noticeable difference. And we may be really hurting the impoverished people of the world because the million that we do take are among the most energetic, often the better educated, certainly the most dissatisfied people that if they did not immigrate would be the agents for change to improve the lot of all the people in these countries. The true heroes in the global humanitarian field are the people in these countries who have the wherewithal to immigrate to another country, but instead stay in their countries to apply their skills to help their fellow countrymen. Unfortunately, our immigration system tends to entice these very type of people to abandon their countrymen. The impossibility of making even a dent is actually worse than it looks here. Because last year, when we took 1 million immigrants, these countries added, births over deaths, 80 million more people into the impoverished population. And this year, Congress is bringing in 1 million legal immigrants. And this year, according to the United Nations, these countries are expected to add another 80 million people. And next year, you can be quite sure that Congress, unless stopped by the American voters, will bring in another million immigrants. And these countries, unfortunately, will be adding another 80 million people into these impoverished nations. We could take 5 million a year, but we'd never get ahead of what's happening in these countries. Not in this century. Don't you see? Immigration can never be an effective or significant way to deal with the suffering people of the world. They have to be helped where they live. 99.9% of them will never be able to immigrate to a rich country. There's no hope for that. They have to bloom where they're planted. The only place that 99.9% of these people can be helped is where they live. Let's help them there.
And let's put their URL back up on screen for folks so they can see that. Go get that video and share it. We'll obviously post this to Infowars.com. We'll post it to YouTube as well so people on our video list can see it as well. NumbersUSA.org. And I've always wanted to get that fellow on. In fact, I'd like to fly him here with his gumballs to do his presentation because you cannot argue with those facts. And let me break something down. The Royal Commission on Population in 1949 said the third world is going to overpopulate for their resources and we could go in and industrialize them very quickly, but then they would be competitors to the West and our colonialism. So instead, we're just going to encourage their overpopulation and then use that to basically exploit those populations and only have certain development zones within the countries so they don't actually get the industry for themselves. They don't get the first world status, but we exploit them and then come and dominate the West and consolidate control here. Now, I learned about the Royal Commission whenever I was given, like 18 years ago, by Lyndon LaRouche acolyte, one of their quarterly intelligence reports. But back then, the Internet wasn't very accurate or wasn't very detailed. There wasn't a lot of stuff you could find on it. I went to the UT library, and I actually had them pull out of the stacks a synopsis in a UT review from the 50s of the World Population Forum and the commission on it that had been established by His Royal Highness in England in 1949, Queen Elizabeth II's father. And it wasn't the whole report, but it was many pages of it and footnotes admitting just what Lyndon LaRouche had said, who, by the way, was in OSS and then CIA, obviously, and a lot of other things. Ronald Reagan would meet with him weekly. He'd fly up by helicopter and meet with him at the White House. That was before Reagan got shot, but Reagan was reading his stuff and was impressed with him. And they get really worried about presidents that listen to people that understand what's going on. You can say what you want about the LaRouche group. I don't agree with their policies, how they want to fix things. It's very socialist. But at least it's infrastructure-based and human-based. So it's a real liberal system that is really honorable and very respectable. I'm not part of that group. I'm just telling you that what they propose is very real. Okay? And he's been a guest on many times. He's over, like, 92 years old now, and we haven't been able to get him on lately for obvious reasons. But he was still totally there about 2 years ago when I last interviewed him. Truly amazing. They were Quakers. So he wouldn't go into combat, wouldn't have a gun, but instead they put him in all sorts of really dangerous situations all over India and China during World War II. That guy saw a lot. And SDI was his idea, so much more. But I don't want to go off on a jag about Lyndon LaRouche. I want to do your phone calls after this clip I'm going to play. It's just that people say, oh, we're not overpopulated. Everybody in the world can live in Texas. Yeah, but they couldn't live with a life. And I don't agree with the globalists wanting to forcibly depopulate or sterilize people. The point is, they let it bloom. Now they're acting like they're going to do something with sterilants and vaccines. We're overpopulated for the technology we have. If we innovate, and if we did things with like new energy systems, many of the statistics and research papers show we could actually really, really produce an even larger population. But here's the truth. The population is going to peak at 9 billion in the next 15 years. It's going to start declining and then start collapsing because if you don't have 2.1 children for every two adults, civilization begins to unravel. They believe robotics and stuff is going to keep that from happening, but they're really using robotics just to get rid of humans altogether. So a very nasty world's being built, and if they would have industrialized Latin America, Africa, and other countries, and not just, and I know Africa is a continent, and other regions, then people would have had two children on average or even less, and you wouldn't have this issue, and there wouldn't be needs for advancing technology. But now we're sitting on top of a gigantic 6+ billion time bomb. Understand that Mexico is on the high end of wealthy, poor countries. Everybody wants to get to Mexico. You go to some areas of Mexico, it looks sewage down the street, people that are starving, corrupt police. It's scary. But there's some highly cultured areas and great art and great literature and great movies. And you know, Mexico's got what it takes. They've just never gotten out from under colonialism. With some of the best food, best movies, best music, best art, architecture. Mexico's got everything it needs. Resources, too, but never got under from El Jefes that want to keep people poor to control them. It's called serfdom. It's called feudalism. And that's what the globalists have established worldwide. And they want it here in America and in Europe now. And they're trying to bankrupt Trump's plan to reboot the West and the Renaissance and then empower the third world and make deals everywhere. You can't have a one-sided deal that helps the third world because it doesn't even help them. It helps the globalists use the one-sided deal to play monopoly in the West and consolidate control. We've been part of an economic war, folks, not an economy. We've been paying for it. It's been at our expense to build the world government for the New World Order. And Stephen Bannon writes white papers explaining that. That's why they want Bannon out of there. They're horrified of Bannon. He gets the whole thing. Bannon used to be a big liberal, big union guy, but he really wanted to help people. That's what they're doing right now, trying to get loans to small businesses. People ought to be kissing the feet of Trump. If you're a black American, you ought to be kissing his feet. If you're a white American, you should be kissing his feet. Because let me tell you something, these people are really committed. Just look at the look on Bannon's face right there. That's a guy on a suicide mission. He looks satisfied. He looks focused. He knows what he's doing. He knows the show. He doesn't have that normal narcissistic nutball look in his eyes. But forget how he looks. But doesn't he look like a nice guy, a smart guy? Look at his actions. And it's the same thing across the board, except when you get to the Republicans he brought in. Now, I promise to get to this, so I'm going to play it, and then we'll get to your calls to Ken and Kimberly and Judy and Chris and Donald. But here's just part of this Mark Dice video, the craziest social justice warriors on earth. Because it's important to look at how dumbed down the people are we're facing. And it's not something we celebrate and make fun of. This is to show what they've done to these people. Here it is.
The Confederate flags are coming down to end the era of racism. And it's time to implement a new American flag for the new America. And so getting some signatures here. Print, birth it in a signature. The old stars and stripes represent the old world, the imperialistic America. And this petition is going to implement a new American flag, banning the current American flag. Thank you for supporting that. And another signature there. What we were thinking is maybe like a pyramid or something to represent the new world order and the new America. And so this to replace, the petition is to replace the current American flag. It's a new flag for the new world order, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Time for that. Appreciate your support. Thank you. And part of ending the discrimination against transgender people in the bathrooms is we're going to be installing some urinals into the women's bathrooms to accommodate the trans women who still have a penis so that they don't feel like they're not welcome there anymore. So, makes sense. Just,
I think everyone should just use the same bathroom.
Well, that might be the next step, but this petition will birthday and his signature. This petition, like I said, will start installing urinals into the women's bathrooms to help accommodate the trans or the gender non-binary or gender non-conforming and gender fluid people as well. So, thanks for supporting that.
Well,
appreciate that. Just trying to stop Donald Trump any way we can. So, by getting the illegal aliens, yeah,
birth.
Okay, you can print there then, I guess. Just trying to get the illegal aliens allowed to vote this election to stop Donald Trump. So we figure desperate times call for desperate measures. Thank you for supporting that. The white privilege tax, just a small 1% on the Caucasians to help fund programs in the minority community. We're gonna take that silver spoon out of the white people's mouths. We're going to put it back into yours.
Appreciate it, man.
You guys deserve that.
Aren't you white?
Yeah, but you know what? I have enjoyed the white privilege myself, so I'm trying to give back to the African-American community with the white privilege tax.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right.
You signed the petition to put Obama on Mount Rushmore? I'm trying to darken it up a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a bunch of old white men up there, so I think he probably deserves a place in history up there, one of the greatest presidents ever. Do you support Obama in repealing the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, sure.
Just a name and a signature. We're doing everything we can to help Obama modernize the Bill of Rights in today's new world order, today's society. So we're helping to support him repealing the Bill of Rights. Birth date, please? To repeal the Bill of Rights. I don't think we really need those. And a signature to repeal the Bill of Rights as well. You just helped us repeal the Bill of Rights. Thanks, bro. Microwaves have kind of replaced them. It's the old microwave. But if you want a pressure cooker, just submit to a background check first, and that way we can be sure to be safe.
A lot of restaurants use them for roasting meats, but that's the only thing I can think of.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this week to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase starting at $29.99. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices. It's a no-brainer. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'll be right back.
I guess, close to Special Operations Command at an Air Force base, talking about strengthening the U.S. military but not letting a bunch of fraud and waste and abuse go on, talking about taking care of veterans, things like that. Let's play a few minutes of this. Sorry, callers, you're getting preempted by the president. We will get to Kimberly and Kevin and Judy and Chris and Donald and everybody else. Here's the president being introduced.
Country. Thank you all. We have tremendous spirit, and I want to thank you. We had a wonderful election, didn't we? And I saw those numbers. And you like me, and I like you. That's the way it works. I'm honored to be here today among so many of our really and truly great heroes. I want to begin by thanking General Votel and General Thomas for their distinguished leadership and service on behalf of our country. Very, very outstanding people. I'd also like to thank General Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's big stuff when you have the chairman. Where is the... Joe, stand up for a second. This is one of the great people. Thank you. Also, Commander Vogel and everyone serving at MacDill Air Force Base. Quite a place. And we're going to be loading it up with beautiful new planes and beautiful new equipment. You've been lacking a little equipment. We're going to load it up. You're going to get a lot of equipment. Believe me. So importantly also, let me thank all of the coalition partners and their representatives assembled here today. We proudly, very proudly stand with you, and we will be fighting for your security. They're fighting for our security and freedom. Let me recognize our great governor and a very good friend of mine, and
just
somebody
this
who
down for a minute.
Me that
I was
sense.
Walking in and saw he was giving a speech and was just kind of guessing where he was at because I knew which air base it was. He's at the U.S. Central Command headquarters. Keep going.
You can talk, but it never means the same. But this man is a great, great governor and has done a fantastic job. Rick Scott, governor, stand up, please.
Called an all hands address. Again, I backed this up about 5 minutes. He's already into it.
Finally, on behalf of the entire nation, let me express our gratitude to all members, and I mean all members, of our military serving in the United States Central Command and the United States Special Operations Command. We salute the Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard, along with our civilian defense personnel who are so important to the success of what we're doing. Let me also recognize the military families and spouses who bravely shoulder the burdens of war. I want every military family in this country to know that our administration is at your service. We stand with you 100%. We will protect those who protect us, and we will never, ever let you down. As your president, I have no higher duty than to protect the American people.
All right, let's stop right there. I've got Doug Hagmann coming up with big breaking, the unspoken word, Pizzagate. If you even say it, they delist you on YouTube, iTunes, you name it. But all we're doing is covering what has really developed there since then, confirming a lot of what the NYPD first told us. But I promise to go to calls. So I'm going to back Hagmann up, tell him he'll do the rest of the hour, just about 15 after. Hagmann will be fine with it. Great guy. So that I can go to your calls, Kevin and Kimberly and Judy and Chris and Donald and a few others. And then we'll also have the phones up specifically on Pizzagate because a lot of fake news got put out on that, not by us, but by MSM, as straw men to then attach to us. But now, since then, a lot's coming out. Pedophile networks are getting arrested by the hundreds all over the country because now President Trump's taking the gloves off.
BNLive.com today.